Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Chicago evacuation plans. JJ's going to tell us more about that. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site if you like. You may submit different items you find online. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post or a YouTube video. It can be fun, serious, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy. You submit it, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestions. The most liked making it to the front page in the top of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got Nick on the line in Illinois on the AMP lines. Hey, Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
I was listening to your conversation with Sam Seder. Is that
Sam
his name?
Seder from Seder. Majority Report.
Okay, and a point that I wanted to bring up to him, but is a good topic of discussion for the show anyway, is so he's a fan of the UN. He said he would defer to the UN in a number of cases.
Mm-hmm. Like and deciding on when to go to war, for instance.
Yeah, and he also believes that there must be a monopoly on violence. One of the greatest arguments against statism I have ever heard is that, well, when you look at supranational organizations like the UN and maybe NATO, there's no monopoly there. They all police each other to some extent. They all join those organizations voluntarily, at least on the level of the state. And so how can one believe that individuals must be controlled but doesn't address the issue of how groups of groups are controlled?
It's interesting.
Yeah, because this was brought to my attention by an article on either Lou Rockwell or Mises.org, which pointed out the fact that when you look at these so-called sovereign entities, they're not one person. They're many individuals who are all working together, governed by a set of ideas, governed by a set of mores. There is no overarching godlike authority telling the government, for example, the individual branches, the individual members. There's no singular king telling them all what to do. They all still follow some semblance of the rules. They're not necessarily the rules they put down on paper, which I think is actually even a better case against statism, because what really governs them is a culture, is a set of unwritten rules. So if they can exist that way and still exist peacefully, why can that only happen at the group level? Why can't it happen all the way down to the individual level? Why does sovereignty have to start at the group level?
I think a lot of the individuals who have the statist sort of mindset or hold dear to that sort of belief system, they tend to see groups. They only see the forest. They're, for some reason, incapable of seeing the trees. Now, this makes for difficult communication, because an individual like myself, who believes in voluntary consensual interactions, I usually speak in terms of individuals. And when I try to communicate something, an idea, a philosophy, what have you, I'm speaking of individuals. And then the other person comes back with generalizing groups.
It's a completely different paradigm.
Exactly. It's
a
completely different conversation.
Which is why it's hard to communicate, and that's why that communication was breaking down.
Which was clear during the interview, in my opinion.
Well, the beginning of the interview, and again, we're talking about something that happened in the first hour. If you missed it, you can grab the archive later tonight at freetalklive.com. But at the beginning of the interview, we focused on things on which we agreed and found out that, we share a lot of values in that. One of the fundamental disagreements came out when he was agreeing with us that war was undesirable in his mind. At least that's what he generally believed. He might have made more excuse to go to it than maybe we would, but he generally considered it undesirable. And
he
considered that the UN would be the best way to avoid war, because it would be a bigger decision-making entity, and the United States wouldn't just be able to go run off and go to war if the UN was in charge. And so he saw his paradigm as the solution. Of course, we see our paradigm as the solution. Each individual should be able to decide whether or not not to support war. He wants the ultimate controlling, you know, centralized governmental, the massive UN to make these decisions.
I think it's
completely reverse direction for the same, generally the same goal.
I always think it's interesting for Democrats to support the UN when there is no democratic election of anyone to the UN. I mean, the UN representatives are appointed, and so it does, to me, it's just kind of, it's strange.
Well,
who are they appointed by?
The states.
Well, remember that the United Nations is basically a democracy of democracies, right? So in their mind,
not even.
Being appointed by the state is kind of like is sort of a democratic process if
right.
you consider the states to be individuals.
Yeah, it's
unquote.
A democracy of bureaucrats.
Well, they're going to argue that they would have voted for the people who would have done the appointing, so therefore it's still the will of the people, etc. You know, Nick, I mentioned to you off the air, and it's worth mentioning on the air, that Sam Cedar he's got this open invitation to libertarians. There's a video on his YouTube channel, Mark. You watched it prior to the program tonight. It's an open invitation to libertarians, I believe it's
yep.
called. And his YouTube channel was Majority Reporters.
I'm going to take a look here.
We'll find that out for you. But if you go to his website, majority.fm, you can probably learn more about how to contact him. He does.
It looks like it's uploaded by Sam Cedar.
Yeah, he does his show every single day, apparently, on his website. And he says that people who self-describe as libertarians will be brought to the front of the phone queue. If anybody's waiting on hold, you'll have priority if you would like to debate him about the ideas of liberty. So perhaps you could give him a call.
One issue I have is that he admitted that governments are the most destructive and, you know, worst, I guess, organization the planets have ever seen, you know, this planet has mm-hmm. ever seen. And once a person admits to that's, you know, the government's so bad, it kills more people, it pollutes more than anyone else, it uses more resources and wasteful.
But I can answer that.
I mean, how can you get that person? I mean, it's like, well, you've already admitted that the state is bad.
But it's the best thing we have.
Let him answer.
Go ahead.
Right, so I've got two answers to that. Number one is, yes, they're the most destructive, but that's because they're the most powerful thing on Earth. That's what I used to believe. I believed that governments were these great powers, but they could be used for good. And the number two answer, which is one I used to believe in and that certain members of my family currently believe in and I'm running into, is that there is this belief in the inherent goodness and validity of the state based on the democratic process. I wouldn't exactly call it a religious belief, but it's certainly a very strong moral belief on par with the NAP.
It's really? Absolutely religious.
Yeah, I would say. Well, it's a faith-based.
It's definitely faith-based.
But, I mean, can't you look at, can't those people say that, hey, look at what our government has done in its past based on democracy. I mean, take a look at the eugenics programs of the early 20th century. Take a look at what happened to the American Indians in let's call it 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries, and 21st centuries, frankly. Take a look at chattel slavery.
Yes, and when I, well, first of all, some of that I was not taught in school. I wasn't taught about the eugenics programs. I didn't learn about that until college, and when I found out, I was absolutely shocked to learn that Hitler's programs basically started in the United States, and then the idea caught on with him, and now everybody associates them with him, but they started in the U.S. And number two is that,
you didn't write it down.
Yeah. Too smart for your own good.
This is why I usually work from prepared material.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was just thinking as I was listening to you get passionate there, though. Man, this is what it's like when he doesn't work from prepared material. And I thought it was awesome.
You know, by the way, you're definitely going to need to be prepared if you're going to call Sam Cedar. Clearly, he's very intelligent.
Yep.
He's well-educated. Knows
and he's
what
been
he's
doing it
about.
A while.
Yeah, so...
Well,
it helps
that my question is actually an honest one and not a gotcha thing, because this is something that I struggled with even when I was a Democrat and I took government courses, and it occurred to me, hey, wait a minute, who's watching the watchers here?
Yeah.
And I think the most telling class that taught me that of all was my college politics class, where I learned the real history of the United States and how the Constitution was basically a coup, and how, you know, nobody follows their own laws, and I thought to myself, what is the real ultimate government that governs everything? And really, they're not written, they're just mores.
Thank you, Nick. Great call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts, and let us know if you do end up calling Sam Cedar's program. I think that would be an interesting conversation.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Your call's coming up, plus Chicago evacuation plan. JJ's got the news. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all over this affordable
day. And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and the features that await you there. We give to you. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
Once again, features, by the way, at the site you'll find include archives. We've got archives going all the way back to late 2006. And in point of fact, tonight there's probably going to be a pretty big change unless something drastically breaks unexpectedly. You should be getting double the audio quality as of this show. So when if you're listening to this show in podcast, you may notice that the audio fidelity has increased. That's because we are switching to a brand new podcast host called SoundCloud. And apparently, SoundCloud has really taken off over the last couple of years. And I really hadn't heard about them until just several months ago. When somebody brought it to my, you know, brought it in front of me and they put it out there, and I was like, oh, well, you know, we've already got Libsyn. We're pretty happy with them. And I'm not disappointed with Libsyn. They've, you know, they've done a good job hosting our archives for a long time. But SoundCloud has some fancy features that I just don't, I don't know, I don't think they exist anywhere else. If you've ever been there before, SoundCloud.com is their site. They actually allow you to comment within the waveform. So a lot of musicians use SoundCloud for distributing their music. In fact, Mark, would you say Pennywise, I guess, the band Pennywise?
Yeah, I was just looking at Pennywise's. Somebody, you know, sent some music to me today.
They put their album
Osborne from Sickle CAI.
They put their album up on SoundCloud. And so when you go to SoundCloud.com, you can see how this works. But essentially, they show you, display you the waveform, what the audio looks like on the screen. And you can actually click into that waveform, and let's say you don't like what one of us is saying or, you know, whatever. You want to comment something about what you hear on Free Talk Live. You can actually leave that comment, not generally attached to the whole show, but specifically at the point at which you want to address. So that's kind of a unique thing.
Sure.
And on top of that, there are also really easy shareable methods now. So you can use the share button at SoundCloud to link to your Facebook page or Twitter or, you know, the variety, the bevy of different social networking networks out there. So it should make sharing episodes of Free Talk Live easier than ever before and more user-friendly. And it should also, well, it's definitely also going to allow us to increase our audio quality because it's an unlimited account, whereas before we had limits, which is why we had to keep things a certain size.
Is our audio quality, was it bad? I mean, what was it previously with Libsyn?
It was 48 kilobits per second.
I mean, a couple, whenever I listened, this was fine.
Well, I tweaked it for voice, so it was sounded better than the average 48 kilobit per second MP3. But I mean, if you play music back at 48K, it's not going to sound good. Yeah. There's just too much audio going on there.
I think when you can really tell the cymbal hits.
Yeah,
on the
hi-hats.
Yeah. I think this is the audio files talking here, is what I think.
Maybe we care a little more than you do, Mark.
I hate babies. You're right.
Wow.
Well, the fact is, you're going to be able to hear a difference starting tonight, and it's because we've made a big change. I mean, the doubling audio quality, Mark, you should be able to hear the difference. If you put on a good pair of headphones and you listen to last night's show,
but who listens on a good pair of headphones? Who's walking around with Sonys that cover their?
Are you
whole
trying
ears?
To talk me out of increasing the
I'm
quality
of the audio?
I'm
not trying to talk you anything. I just don't think it's that big of a
Look,
deal.
Look, Mark, you don't like change. We
Poor
already
babies.
Know that. We already know that you don't like change. And that's fine. You know, you can be not changing, Mark, and we'll go ahead and change things.
It has to be some
better.
Kind of logical fallacy. The idea that you believe that you can figure out what somebody's thinking, so therefore what they're thinking doesn't matter. Okay.
Oh, we know you don't like change.
You have defended the position.
We're just
you're
dismissing
just,
you, actually.
Yeah,
Mark.
You're dismissing it because you believe you know what the underlying reason is or something.
What are you talking about? I don't know what your reasons are. You're just a stick in the mud, and you believe things are fine the way they are.
I just don't think it matters. I just don't think it matters.
All right, well, tell me about what you're going to tell me about.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas, and they're having a conference where you can meet fellow entrepreneurs, investors, engineers, ocean law experts, maritime professionals, and other forward-thinking individuals and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. This is a great experience for anybody who happens to be on the West, living in the West Coast and, you know, interested in the ideas of freedom. I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's at La Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. There are special rates for students and the press. And, of course, if you use coupon code FTL at seasteading.freetalklive.com, you'll get a discount. And this is great. I mean, I would wish I was going to it. It's seasteading.freetalklive.com. Use coupon code FTL.
So, as I was mentioning, tonight, big changes coming to the archives. By the way, all of the old archives that you can download through our website at archives.freetalklive.com, going all the way back to late 2006, they are all now on SoundCloud. They're still on Libsyn, too, so if you've got old links, you can still get them from Libsyn. But they're now all available through SoundCloud, and that means they're all available to share. So if you've got a favorite old episode you want to share with some friends or whatever.
So you must be charging a lot for people to... access all of these.
No, it's no charging anything.
What?
Yeah, not charging anything. It took several days of uploading because you're talking about gigabytes upon gigabytes upon gigabytes of, we do a show up. Well, this year, now, we do 7 nights a week, but 5 years ago, we were doing 6 nights a week. So we've got a whole lot of shows over basically a 5.5 year period that I had to upload to SoundCloud. And didn't the guy from SoundCloud, Evan, who's didn't he make a comment? Like, they weren't really expecting that much audio to come from
us. They weren't expecting anything like that. He was just, you guys really have a lot of files. He couldn't believe how many there were. And I don't know that he made that big of a comment about the size of them, but just how much content there is.
It's a lot, for sure. Anyway, it's all there now. If you go to SoundCloud's site, I don't think there's a quick way to, I guess it's SoundCloud/FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word if you want to find our page there. But if you've got an account on SoundCloud, follow us or like us on SoundCloud and share us, etc.
I just did the math, and it's approximately 5,100 hours of content that's available to you.
Yikes.
Wow.
I can even catch up on that. You can't possibly.
Some people do. People would have jobs where they, just do rote
things.
Put
their headphones on.
Like data entry or something like that.
Yeah. If you could listen 24 hours a day, you could catch up in 132 days.
How are we going to put this on a cassette tape? Walkman.
You're going to need some specialized equipment, my friend.
Mark, you probably think cassette tapes sound just as good as CDs, right?
I didn't notice a difference when they switched over, really.
Aren't they analog, though?
Aren't what?
Cassette
analog
tapes. Cassette,
yeah, right.
They had metal cassettes at one point.
Right.
But weren't those as good as CDs?
There were higher quality cassettes, yes, but the problem with cassettes and VHS and any other tape-based format is that every time you play it back, you're physically contacting the media with an electronic head, this magnetic head that reads the data on the tracks, and so therefore you're degrading it every single time you play it back.
Yes, they would get old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, bad. We've moved on beyond that. And so we'll, anyway, continue here. We'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE. So big changes to the archives tonight. I'm pretty excited about it because I think that, from what I've heard, the buzz around SoundCloud is, I feel like it's where Free Talk Live needs to be to go to the next level of interactivity, file sharing, etc. 855-450-FREE. We will take your calls about anything. Plus, JJ is going to tell us about Chicago. Apparently, NATO summit coming up. There are evacuation plans.
That's right.
In the midst.
In Chi-Town.
So we'll explain what's going on. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And this is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, 855-453. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to prove they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is where you can go to see that. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you drink coffee in the morning?
Well,
JJ?
Yeah.
I know you're a big coffee consumer. You know, you can get free talk, you can get coffee and support Free Talk Live in the process. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with O'Neill Coffee in order to bring you what more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite happens to be the French Rose Decaf. It's bold, but doesn't have that kind of burnt taste that's, some coffee companies pride themselves in. And you can, and in order to show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, O'Neill Coffee is offering a free mug and free shipping with orders of $75 or more. I've got some on the way because, they sent me some just to try out the different flavors and that kind of thing. So I'm getting some more sent. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. You can also get there at o'neillcoffee.com, but the reason that we switched it over is because, well, O'Neill can be spelled a few different ways, and we decided to make it easier on everybody. So
that's a good idea.
coffee.freetalklive.com.
Awesome.
All right, that makes it easy. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Creighton is on the line listening in Louisville. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Creighton?
Oh, you guys are talking about bit rates of your podcast, et cetera, and I've been having some issues related to that the past couple of weeks, and it just prompted me to call in and mention it. I know a couple of weeks ago you had some website failures that had to be addressed, mm-hmm. So I had been waiting for the bit stream. I use the low bandwidth bit stream on my mm-hmm. cell phone to yep. listen most of the time, not because of a data plan, but because on a 3G cell phone, the higher bandwidth, sometimes they can't keep up.
Drop out.
Stream.
Okay. It's one of the reasons we have three different flavors of streams. So.
And I imagine nobody else is providing that for you in the world of talk radio.
Great job, guys.
And today was actually the first day that the low band stream was working again, and I was listening to you. And
well, I don't know why that would be. It must have something to do with caching. You're saying this is on what device? Your cell phone?
On my Android cell phone, yes.
It's interesting because you know, those streams haven't really changed. They've been working the whole time. It's just I guess there's certain people's internet connections where it takes a while.
Yeah, I've had issues too. Trying to listen to one of the other podcasts that's recorded here, and I should have said.
You mean while it's live?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we went through an IP switch a couple weeks ago, and for most people, it was solid, you know.
I found that I tried to do it through the website, and I tried to do it Flash-based, but what I ended up doing was downloading one of the links and using one of the apps, and I just kept retrying the app, and eventually it would connect and work.
Huh.
That's just
my
experience.
That's exactly what I did today.
Yeah.
I kept trying it and trying and trying, and eventually it did connect, and I was listening to you guys talking about bitrate and how the two audio files and the group them, and I talking about how the quality, bitrate quality of your show, and I, like I said, I listen to the 16 kilobit per second stream, and I do hear the some of the digital artifacts, the compression artifacts, but the sound quality is better than AM, for example. And
I don't think that's true. I mean, if you've got a bad AM radio signal, then if you're listening on 16 kilobits per second, I think that, yeah, it could be better if you're you know, not well tuned into an AM station. But AM stations, in theory, should be able to cover the full human voice spectrum without a problem. I mean, music generally doesn't sound very good on AM radio, but I can tell you music's going to sound like...
Stop them from playing it.
It's going to sound like garbage at 16 kilobits per second. I mean, even AM radio can transmit 32 to 40 kilobits per second with the new HD standards they have out there. So I tend to disagree with you, but everybody's ears are different and whatever. I'm glad 16K sounds good to you because it sounds like trash to me, but we offer it anyway.
Well, I'm calling on my cell phone. And my cell phone uses a 14 kilobit per second compression factor. So if I sound clear to you, then that should be...
You sound clear, but there's no low end. I mean, you don't sound like a human. I mean, the phones don't have the same bandwidth that the human voice does. It can't accurately... Most standard telephone systems in this country can't accurately reproduce the human voice. However, that is changing with the introduction of wideband communications devices, where some cell phones actually do have the ability to accurately capture and transmit your voice. So as the phone infrastructure in this country switches over to voice over IP on the back end, so you've got your phone and the wire coming out of the wall at home or your cell phone, different phones have different capabilities. More cell phones are going to be easier to upgrade because people in their wired phones at home, there's going to have to be another change there.
Yeah, they
I think in general.
So much copper.
But the more voice over IP connections people have, the more the full voice can be begin to be transmitted. So, in fact, it's interesting you bring that up. And, Crichton, thanks for the call tonight, by the way. Appreciate hearing from you. Because this is one of the things that was being discussed at a recent industry convention, and I was kind of excited about it. The idea, because I'm a bit of an audiophile, right? But even you, Mark, even you can hear that he didn't have any low end in his voice.
Right. Well, right. I mean, I know that telephones aren't the sum total of human voice is all you, anybody who's listening to the show right now and got to hear Crichton and got to hear us, they know the difference between somebody who's talking IRL in real life and somebody who's talking on the telephone. And that's one of the reasons that we try to do interviews with people with these what's the lines there, the special lines that we have,
special codecs,
the ISDN lines, the codecs or whatever, in order to have superior voice quality. And this is, by the way, what they often do in shows like NPR, when they'll be doing interviews with people across the country, it'll sound like they're in the same studio. It's because they're linked together.
Right. So what we're going to start seeing, and how long it's going to take for this migration to happen, I don't know, because the phone structure in this country is so heavily regulated and so outdated, it's hard to say how long it's really going to take to play out across the entire country. But the cell phone networks can upgrade better and faster because they don't have to, dig and do things like that. So you'll probably see more cell phones having this kind of wideband voice application.
I'll switch at that point. The reason I have a home phone is because I need to be able to connect as thoroughly as I can with a prospective client, mm-hmm. and the way you can do that is with better audio quality. If you've got a cell phone,
Yeah, that's no
time, then you can't connect with that person. They become irritated. They don't want to talk to you.
Right.
If they don't want to talk to you, they don't want to buy your ads, and then wham, you're done. So the reason I have a phone line is in order to do business best. And if you can get some kind of better audio quality for me, then I'm going to be using that.
We're going to work on that behind the scenes at Free Talk Live. There's a new device coming out for the business that will be accepting of these new wideband or what is it, HD voice or whatever they're calling it. There's different terms out there. But basically, higher quality voice content, we'd be able to accept calls like that. And it also will have Skype built into it, because it's one of the things people have been asking for a long time. Can I call via Skype? And the answer has been no, because in order to do that, we'd have to have another computer, and there are already five computers in this room right now, if you don't count the laptops. We've already got our share of servers running in this studio, the LRN.FM studios. But what we're going to end up having, if all goes as planned, and as of yet, the device has yet to be released. So hopefully the device will be released in the future, and we'll be able to accept higher quality of voice calls. Maybe more people who are callers to the show will actually sound like they're sitting in the studio with us. So that would be pretty cool, I think. And we'll hopefully start to hear more of that in the future.
Good times.
Yeah. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, JJ, you have brought in something tonight that sounds pretty outrageous. The ideas have been floated to possibly evacuate Chicago.
That's right. This story comes from CBS Chicago. Concerns about NATO summit violence leave Chicago guessing about security. As concerns about security grow in the run-up to the NATO summit, it's becoming difficult to separate myth from reality. Are there plans in place for a mass evacuation of downtown in the events of riots May 20th and 21st? A Red Cross memo out in Milwaukee indicates that there is.
We'll find out more here in moments at 855-453. That sounds like an absolute nightmare to have to evacuate an urban zone like that. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line joining you tonight. It's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. JJ, by the way, joining us courtesy of his project. Projects? There are several. There's Freaking TV, which he is the producer, creator, director, writer.
That's right. We're doing a lot more reporting. We recently put out a report on the use of no trespass orders to squelch free speech here in Keene.
Yeah, as has happened to me and a number of other activists who've been speaking out in various places the government doesn't want people speaking out, like in front of a courthouse or outside of a liquor store or at the local schools. And so you guys, Allie, who will be joining us tomorrow night on the Friday edition of the program, was interviewing folks, including myself, and you put together a package about that.
Yes, so if anyone's interested in seeing what that's about, please go to freekeen.com or the freekeen.com page will have the latest episode of Freekeen TV, mm-hmm. which includes that, but also on our YouTube channel you'll find that that package separate. So
great. You can also go to tv.freekeen.com, and the chip in is still up.
That's
and
right.
open. So there's a chip in there to help encourage more reporting, to maybe offer a small stipend to right. the reporters that are doing the reporting.
Well, the truth is that the content would be higher quality and better if, like, say, if I had my own computer instead of mm-hmm. borrowing computers all the time. So, and that's one of the things that I'm hoping to up the ante on. As we do more reporting, we do more investigating, more journalism, I also want the quality of the editing to be better and the overall product.
So if people have been watching Freaking TV, or if you watch for the first time and you really enjoy what you're seeing, you like the fact that there are actually some liberty activists somewhere who are doing television work, because I don't know of many other organized, weekly, liberty-oriented news broadcasts, do you? I don't. So if you want to support that, the one, you can go to tv.freekeen.com, and there's a chip in there that you can throw in a few bucks or more than a few bucks. So again, tv.freekeen.com is one way that you can support JJ. You can also visit his YouTube channel, Starfall Media. Just search for that, and you'll find some demos, some demo reels that show off your editing and production prowess.
That's right.
And folks who may have a job might be interested in hiring you.
Yep.
At least that's the hope.
Contact me, and we'll make it happen.
Starfall Media on YouTube is how you can find JJ. All right, so our number again is 855-453. And JJ, you were introducing to us the story out of CBS in Chicago, was it?
That's right.
Where apparently there's a bunch of rumors floating about, and the author over at CBS is going to attempt to discern what is true and what is not. And one of the rumors is that there's an evacuation plan for Chicago, at least portions of Chicago, during the NATO summit that's coming up.
That's right. The NATO summit is scheduled for next month. And I'm going to continue with the story.
So June?
May 20th through the 21st. Well, which is this month. Right. I guess the story was from yesterday.
So a couple weeks away, two or three weeks away.
Yes. A Red Cross memo out of Milwaukee indicates that there is. Officials there have been asked to make plans to assist residents in the event of a mass exodus. Chicago officials say the plan didn't come from them. The U.S. Secret Service isn't talking. There's also reports that a heavily armed security team will start making a very public appearance around federal buildings in the Loop this week. The Loop is a highway in Chicago. Officials with the Chicago NATO host committee were completely in the dark. They had no reports of any such plans. A source told CBS2 News that...
So hold on. So no government agency has admitted to this. Well, is what you're saying.
There's two stories here, and what I'm just trying to do is jump between the two, because one talks more about the Milwaukee Red Cross got this letter, and they basically said
from whom the letter was addressed.
They say that they get orders from the city of Chicago and the U.S. Secret Service. They're not saying exactly who sent it. They're saying these are who sent us information.
Okay.
And the city of Chicago
is saying nothing.
Yeah, they're not giving any answer. The city of Chicago says that didn't come from us.
So you got a denial and no denial.
Well, I know who I'm more likely to believe. I'm more likely to believe the private charity over the government agents.
Right. It said that the NATO summit, quote, may create unrest or another national security incident. The American Red Cross in southeastern Wisconsin has been asked to place a number of shelters on standby in the event of an evacuation of Chicago, unquote. And according to the chapter spokesperson, the evacuation plan is not their own. It's, they quote, our direction come from the city of Chicago and the Secret Service, she said. So that's what we know about that. But there's also plans in Chicago to have heavily armed security around federal buildings.
I bet there is.
Leading up to it. So basically what it is, the idea is, let's get them used to seeing these guys in gear and armor and, you know, their bear cats or whatever.
Initial show of force.
Right. And then leading up to it, we'll just ease them in, you know, one bear cat a week. Pretty soon there's three bear cats there. And then the NATO summit happens, and we just tell them all, get out. Get out. And it's funny because there
haven't been people that live there.
Including people. Right, exactly. There haven't been any riots over NATO summits in the United States. The only riots that have occurred for NATO summits have been in France and other, you know, across the seas type places.
When was the last time one was had in the U.S.? So, I mean, there's certainly been the G20 and the G8 and these things have certainly had so-called anarchists.
The national conventions or the political party national conventions.
DNC, RNC conventions, right. You're going to see protests. Whether those protests turn into riots, I don't know at what point, you know, at what point is the line crossed between a rowdy protest and a riot?
When they put in agents provocateur that they can then, that they have...
One of them throws a bottle.
Yes, they have police in the gear of the rioters, throw bottles at the police, and then the police then attack the people that did not throw the bottles.
I actually posit that it's instead when the media declares it a riot. So let's say something happens, and we've seen this with the Occupy situation. If you look back at last year's news reports and how they varied with the actual reports that if you got from like someone's webcam or someone's basically took camera footage of the event and you could actually watch it on YouTube and see what actually happened, it would vary from the media reports. And so what you see is the media blowing it out of proportion to cover for the police and the officials using
violence.
Very aggressive tactics to quell what is basically a sit-in.
Right, and I think that you're right. From the media's perspective, they're covering for the cops, and also from the police perspective, they're the ones fomenting the violence in the first place in a lot of cases. I'm not going to say it's every case, but there was somebody posting a picture on Facebook recently of the cops taking down a protester. I don't know if y'all saw this one, but it's a photo that shows the bottoms of their boots, and they all have the same yellow indicia on the bottom of their boots. So the protester is essentially wearing the same boots as the cops that are taking the protester down.
That's, it does make one go,
It's not the first time that agents provocateur have been caught red-handed with, you know, clear, crystal clear evidence that there are actually cops dressed as protesters in the crowd whose job it is to foment violence, to encourage people to act like a mob, you know, to throw that first bottle, to, you know, to try to instigate, and then to have the cops come in and bust them, and then the cops then have the excuse to bust everyone standing around them.
Yeah,
cetera.
Yeah, totally. And I think this is, I think sort of the state, of course, learns, like everyone, the state is just an idea. It's not an actual thing. But the people who run the state learn from past experiences. In the G20 summit that happened last year, there was some rioting. There was, you know, a little bit of black flag anarchists doing things. There was all kinds of other protest groups that were very peaceful. But at the same time, what they're doing, I think, is setting up the precursors to the news media's basically story that we knew there was a riot coming because there have been plans in place to deal with this situation, and so all this excessive force, well, you know, that's, we knew it was going to happen.
It's necessary.
Yeah, it's necessary. Exactly. And just to go back to the story here, so basically American Red Cross said, "Our direction has come from the city of Chicago and the Secret Service," she said, unquote. Officials at Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications say the directive did not come from them. The U.S. Secret Service did not return calls. Some downtown residents told CBS2's Mike Parker that the news has them on edge. And this is the important part. Ryan Klein said it's, unquote, quote, "very unnerving. I feel a little bit unsafe, just a bit more than a little bit. It doesn't make me feel like I want to be in the city during the NATO conference," unquote. An executive with the Service Employees International Union, who trains members in preparation
for the summit.
This is
what people sound like when hurricanes are coming in Florida. I mean, this is basically what the government is creating here, or at least, you know, yeah, it seems like they're creating that. They're creating a natural disaster.
Exactly. Well, they're creating the mindset with people on edge, people worried about their safety, already ahead of this. You know, they're creating and planting the seeds of just chaos and just crazy, you know, out of control times, because they're already creating unnerved people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already entering a situation which could be volatile with people expressing their viewpoints.
Do we have more quotes from folks from Chicago?
Just one little piece.
All right, we'll stick with that in a moment, and we'll come back to it. Talk about why people are afraid and how it is that if you're living life paycheck to paycheck, what happens when you're told, oh, well, you've got to evacuate the entire area for an entire week? What do you do then? 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.